Hello, and welcome to the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading and Brian McAvoy, where the focus is on consistency, because when you have the consistent part down, profits become easy. Hello, everybody. This is Brian McAvoy with another episode of the Consistent Profits Podcast. I'm excited today to be interviewing Judy Van Niekerk, co-founder of Tribe of Traders. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here, Brian. Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. For those of you not already familiar with Judy, she has cultivated a track record of building and successfully selling multi-million dollar businesses across diverse sectors over two decades. Her journey has been shaped by a deep exploration of human potential and spirituality, serving as a foundation for pioneering the first online coaching business back in 2000, which is very cool. Judy also launched the Tribe of Traders, aiming to collaborate with retail traders globally, fostering consistent success in their endeavors to build wealth. Her focus extends to working alongside entrepreneurs, empowering them toward financial independence and the attainment of financial freedom. Judy, again, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, like I told you when we were chatting, the spiritual side of things, of course, that always intrigued me. And one thing that I really liked on your personal site, you have the statement, "You are a divine spiritual being. Embrace it and start developing this exquisite part of you that materializes miracles, both material and mystical, in your life," which I thought was excellent. So how do you apply this in your daily life?
Oh, that's a wonderful question to start off with on a trading podcast. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So my number one language is awareness. That's my first language. It's not English. It's not Afrikaans. It's English. It's awareness. My number one language is awareness. So I move on awareness. So what does that mean? It's about moving in ways that you are receiving information from your higher self, right? It is not information from the brain. So like in Tribe of Traders, we don't trade the fundamentals. We pay little attention to patternicities and stuff like that. We move on awareness, what I call moving on awareness. So it's information we receive from our higher self, that so we can tune in to the market and we have a sense of what's going to move and what's moving and when is it moving. And we have a couple of strategies that tie in with that move. Those strategies are there to support our awareness. And when we move on awareness, there's an interesting thing that happens neurologically. When you move an awareness that's got no logic, it's just information that's coming through to you, what happens is you make the move and only then does it go to your mind. And the mind is nothing but the brain in action. Now, when we move on awareness, in other words, like, you know, higher being guidance, mm-hmm. and we make that move, it goes to the brain. What part of the mind that gets activated is the newest part of our brain, which is the forebrain, the telencephalon. And that part of our brain has insight and foresight, and that's where our intuition resides. And you marry your intuition with awareness, then you are perfectly set up for a brilliant trading session. Because not alone are you moving now on awareness, you know how to trade manage, you know who you are in that time of your trading. The problem with trading or the problem with doing anything from the mind, the way we are conditioned and programmed in this life is to use the known mind, and the known mind is our oldest brain, right? Which the amygdala, whatever you want, which is all based on survival and it's fight or flight. And of course you've got trading, which activates that and triggers that part of our brain massively. So we're not able to be objective and unobservant, and we can't activate our intuition and we can't activate awareness or move on awareness when we're coming from that part of our brain. Oh. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something that I was wanting to ask you about anyway, as far as, I mean, once you started explaining, the awareness where you're getting your information from, a higher source, do you differentiate that from intuition? And if so, how?
Yes, I do. Now, so this is where I differ in my model of the world from a lot, and this comes from 20 years of intensive research and study. I do my, the way I see it is when we're moving on awareness, that's not intuition, that's guidance.
Okay.
Right, that's a higher self guidance. It's absolute. It is clear. It is certain. The intuition is the product of us moving on awareness that activates the part of our brain that is the newest part of our brain. It activates that part of our brain when you, and that has got the foresight, the insight, and that is in itself is intuition. If you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So. That's the part that's intuition, that sort of like you've moved on awareness, that's your first move, and you continue in that, on that move, you continue on that trajectory, using that part of your mind that now is intuition, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. No, that's cool. Well, and actually, it's that's hilarious. You know, on your site, Tribe of Traders, I noticed that when I was looking through it that you mentioned trading in a certain way, which
yes.
caught my attention because you know, I'm being in the space. I'm sure you've heard of, you know, Wallace Wattles and the Science of Getting Rich. And I remember the first time I read that book, and he was talking a lot about, you know, acting in a certain way. And he emphasized that. And so I wanted to ask you, it's like, okay, when you're talking about trading in a certain way, are there parallels with what Wallace Wattles was talking about?
Yeah, no, I've read a lot of Wallace Wattles over the years. I'm not sure if I was referring to that in that when I said that, because mm-hmm. that would be a quote from my book. But trading in a certain way, what I mean by that is trading is not just about placing trades, it's about trading in a certain way. And that certain way is in your beingness, trading from your being, your authentic being, not trading from a, now here we're gonna go slightly again, a little bit different. A lot of people talk in the trading world, in psychology, mindset, personal development, a lot of people talk about the ego. Now, in my model of the world, I'm not a fan of that. The ego for me is a very corrupted construct. It's a separateness. Ego, and then we have everything else. I mean, there's separateness, and I for me, it's not about separate. It's about being whole. And this body, right? When this body is made of body, being, and planet, which I call trilogy of being, when that's harmonized. When we are harmonized and working in unison, then and we connect to our higher self, it's that and that is who we authentically are, not a series of projected beliefs, programs, or a series of being in other realities or even synthetic realities. It's being in our own reality as an authentic projection of who we truly are, and being that in every moment through trading. And that's what successful trading is. That's when trading becomes so easy, so flowing, so fun, and profitable, consistently profitable in my model of the world.
Huh. Yeah, that's very cool. Well, so if I understand you correctly, you said that you like to trade from awareness and not really relying on the brain and the ego function. You're
yeah.
relying on your guidance. And then you move first and then you engage the intuition and the rest of you to follow it through. Is that correct?
Yes, that's 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Actually, that's cool. And just the confidence that you speak to it with, because one thing, and what I enjoyed about Wallace's way, and it sounds real parallel to what you're doing. He had like a kind of a double meaning to it, because he would say, yes, you want to do things in a specific way, certain way, meaning that. But he also was talking about doing things in a certain way where you're moving forward with a very high level of confidence that you're certain in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, now you talked about, you know, awareness. I also know that you also are real big on self-awareness, which I think is huge. Could you expand on that a little bit as far as the self-awareness?
Yes. See, the thing is, and this is a beautiful, beautiful part of it and such a valuable part of it. The thing is, when we are the authentic projection of our truth, higher self, infinite being, divine, whatever, however you want to call it, whenever we are that, there is just certainty. There is knowing. There's confidence. There's joy. There's a homeostasis about your body, being a planet, your life, your existence. There's a serenity, a grace, a calmness. That is our natural state of being. And anything that gets in the way of that is not ours. It's not authentic. It is energetic interference, or it is other, it's programming, it's conditioning, or it's being in other realities, or taking other people's values on to us that don't belong with us. So anything that takes us out of that homeostasis is just stuff that is not ours, and we get to clear it. So it's about being aware of your state of being every moment of every day. This is why being consciously aware, and awareness is my number one language, because the moment I'm the more aware I am, the moment I am out of homeostasis, the moment I have doubt, I have fear, I have anxiety, I have stress or anything like that, I know it's not mine. Mm-hmm. It's not mine, because infinite being would never have me feel like that. So I clear it. It's not yours. Just clear it.
Cool.
So I have a process that I work with clients in clearing that, and I teach them how to clear that.
Oh, that's cool. Well, one thing you mentioned along the way there was energetic interference. What were you talking about with that? What are you referring to?
I sort of sum it all up in energetic interference, mm-hmm. in one word, when that encapsulates a lot. Okay. It encapsulates all the programming, inherited, genetic, and taught programming and conditioning that we have to live with in this 3D world of matter. There is also a lot of energetic interference in this energetic world we live in, of many forms. And I'm not talking about ghoulies and ghosts and stuff like that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about energetic, low vibrational energetic interference that when we're a resonance for, we get caught in it. And we're pulled outside of our authentic self. We're pulled outside of our own truth. And then that gets perpetuated. The problem with energetic interference is the first place that we get impacted is it reduces our magnetic energy field. And when your magnetic energy field is reduced, then your joy is gone, your bliss is gone, your calm, your certainty is gone, because it's your magnetic energy center or field that connects to effortlessly to your infinite being. So if I go back and talk about in my world, there are three foundations that are core to my world. One is we are infinite. Right, we contain within us the seeds of original creation. Therefore, we have access to all knowledge, all wisdom, all intelligence, all everything that ever has, is, and will be. That's why we are able to move on awareness. And two, any struggle or obstacle or challenge is an invitation to come back home to ourselves, to find the answer within. Now, again, my model of the world, we are anatomically designed to connect, create, communicate, and create from infinite being. So we use our body. And when we use our body, not the mind, when we use our body to move on awareness, use the body to allow it to speak, to allow it to take a trade, to allow it to move, that's when we are moving on awareness before it gets to the mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, classic example, my husband this morning, Tiny, took, he had no idea why. Now he was watching the market and there's no logic, but he just knew he needs to be in CAD short. He just knew it. Hmm. And he's taken a couple of trades and they've gone and made multiples to one. Though of all the instruments across all the strategies that he has access to, he just knew CAD was going. And he wants to be in there. And from our strategies, he picked one. That's it. And there was no, it's not about a setup. It's just an awareness that came from somewhere, that came from global wisdom, infinite wisdom. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, just in hearing some of the words that you use to describe what your, you know, your views, I think there are those that are listening that might think, okay, well, this sounds a lot like law of attraction, or, you know, some of the stuff that, from what's the book, asking you,
The Secret?
Anyway, like I said, it's a very, very similar notion or view or model or whatever you want to call it to what's put out there in the law of attraction circles. What are your thoughts on all the stuff that's been going on as far as the law of attraction over the last several years?
Can I be honest?
Sure.
Right.
Please.
I think it's BS.
Really?
This whole law of attraction thing, that doesn't work for me. Doesn't resonate for me at all. It's not what I talk about. It's not what I mentor or activate clients on at all. The law of attraction means to me, how I see the law of attraction as it is perpetuated and spoken about is that it is, it'll come to you, right? It'll come to you. You believe in it and it will come to you. It's an outside, it's separate. That there's, I have a desire and I want that and I will attract it, right? So that to me is that's false light. To me, that doesn't resonate.
Okay.
The same way as people talk about aligned timing and divine timing, that is for me is false light. You're no longer responsible for that divine timing and aligned timing, and you don't have control over that. It's outside, it's separate. In my model of the world, we are everything. We are time, we are everything. We are it, we create. And when we create, the more we create in the present moment now, right here, being more energy than matter, when we create in the field, you know, like this is what I work with, traders, it's like creating in the field. Creating everything in the field, creating electrically, and then marrying that with their magnetic energy center. The extent of which you do that, it creates a vibrational zing where you are literally more energy than matter, and you're moving on that awareness. You're collapsing time between the thought and the experience, the cause and the effect. It's that level of faith, dedication, devotion to your authentic truth and being all of who you are. And the more of that you are, the more you collapse the time and it creates, it actualizes, not manifests. You actualize it. There's a difference.
Okay.
There's an ownership, there's a responsibility, that is the magic. That is where magic and miracles happen on our terms, based on ourself, not some other thing outside of us.
Okay. Huh. Okay.
Could I be honest?
Look like I touched on it a little bit. No, just the reason I was curious because, of course, when The Secret came out and all that kind of stuff, I found it interesting, especially when they're talking about, you know, energy and, you know, being creators and all that kind of stuff. Like you were talking about the shortening the gap between the thought and realizing that thought. So like I said, I just saw some overlap and thank you for clarifying that. Cause yeah, there are some differences as well.
And I think just if I may, Brian, just interject here, the secret and stuff like that was a brilliant thing to come out because it woke up the awareness for people, like about energy and about how the truth, more deeper truth of who we are, and not just matter trying to change matter. But the problem is it also, the way it was delivered and the way it was perpetuated is that it did create a massive sort of movement of people thinking, well, I sit and I think and I will believe and it will come to me. You know, I see a red car or a red Ferrari, that means a Ferrari is coming my way. No, it means you saw a red Ferrari. End of story. You know, that's it. You know, that is where I feel that there's a disconnect.
Okay,
So.
fair enough. Well, one thing that I did want to ask you about, just because, like again, but going back to your site, you talk about attuning to prosperity, and what the thought that that immediately brought to mind for me was a phrase I heard a while back that I really, really liked. I'd like to get your take on it, and that is that abundance isn't something you attain; it's something you tune into. So, what are your thoughts on that perspective?
Yeah, very much so. I think abundance is very much something you tune into, or something. What I would say is abundance is something you are.
Okay.
That's how I would see it. But again, abundance is also one of those words that, like ego, is very much corrupted, again with energetic interference, because there's so much energy on the word abundance. With so many different meanings and so much attachment to it, desperation, hope, maybe when my ship comes in or whatever, all those things are tied into that word abundance, which has lowered the word's vibration very much. So when I'm talking to people, I move them away from the abundance word and more talk about prosperity. It is still quite a clean word. Whereas abundance, like, and again, a lot of people have, they when they think of the word abundance, if you say to yourself a word abundance and prosperity, you'll feel the energy is different between the two words. Abundance is a bit heavier because there's so much energy on it, right? Because of all the millions of people using it out of hope and desperation, and it will never be mine and all that. So the people's understanding of the word abundance is actually limited. There's still a limitation around the word abundance. So when I'm talking to people, I say, like, think about abundance like a waves. Like, have you ever gone to sleep next to the beach, and you're going to sleep with the sound of the waves, and it never stops. It never stops. It is relentless. It keeps coming, keeps coming, keeps coming. And you go to round the bay, and there's again and again and again. Every beach, every shore has waves that are just coming over and over nonstop. That is abundance. And when you are that's magic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very cool. Yeah, and it, yeah, interesting that, yeah, as far as the word itself, words are a big deal. And so, yeah, as far as having some kind of heavy attachments to it, yeah, that has definitely developed over the years. Interesting how some words have changed over the generations. That being,
Much, very much so.
Well, so what are your thoughts on people who they favor affirmations? They go around all the time saying, I'm a money magnet. What are your thoughts about affirmations and that kind of practice or that perspective?
Okay, I wouldn't go outright and say it's not for me. It really is, like, it depends. You see, the thing is, like, if you're saying I'm a money magnet, how much interference have you got? How much have you got programming and conditioning that is more powerful than the affirmation, where deep inside, like, there's even an unconscious and anti-conscious response to that? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a failure. You're useless. You'll never make it. That's the more powerful, right? So no amount of affirmationing when you've got that is gonna win. No amount. It's because that embedded, what I call embodied energetic interference, is way more powerful than that which you might say, even if you say it 1,000 times a day. We need to clear the interference that is requiring you to feel that you need to say, I'm a money magnet.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, because and over the years, I've heard different perspectives on affirmations. One of them is, kind of along the lines of the law of attraction. Others are saying, okay, yeah, it's just for helping you counter, beliefs that you may be holding. And so it's like an intentional, I'm going to keep affirming it so that I can kind of beat that into my subconscious to counter the negative belief that's there.
But rather than countering it, wouldn't it be better to clear it? So if you've got a point of view that I'm useless with money and money I can't, just never can never, rather clear that point of view, and that's what I focus on, clear that so it's not even in your resonance, not in your sphere of awareness, and then what I do is what else is possible? Always, what else is possible? Always, 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 because it's about being in our authentic truth, and anything that is not that, clearing it, and what else is possible. Now, a lot of spiritual gurus and meditators will say, like, it's all about just being all of who you are and in the being state and all that. For me, I like to take it a step further, because in my world, we are here, we are created, we are designed for dynamic creation. Every day, we are designed for dynamic creation. We are not designed for routine. We're not designed for more of the same at all. And if we're not evolving, if we're not creating, we're stagnating and atrophying, which is where aging comes in, but that's another topic. But so we're designed for dynamic creation. So I always, my thing is always being all of who we are, clearing any point of view and what else is possible. And I ask for awareness. What awareness, energy, and frequency can me and body be to get more clarity on being even greater in prosperity in all ways. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do it, is rather than an affirmation, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clearing is, yeah, that's definitely got its merits for sure. Rather than just trying to replace or counter, sure. That makes perfect sense. But
we can clear it in seconds. This is the thing. Again, people believe they have to go through, like, this is the other thing. This is not how I thought a trading podcast was going to go, so I'm loving it. When people, when there's a lot of perpetuated constructs in our society right now, or in the self-development world, with different modalities that where you're trying to change matter with matter, 3D modalities where we're trying to change matter. No, when we have conditioning, when we have programming, when we have energetic interference, the only way to shift that, move that, clear that is in energy. Right, it's energetically. That's the only way, no modalities. And here's the thing about anything energetic, it's like that. It's quick, it's fast, and once it's done, it's done. Like, for example, I have a bunch of clients in one of my programs, and last week I asked them to write down all their fixed points of views, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the good, the bad, and the everything in between. Write them all down on two of their highest priorities in life. And I said two because I knew one of them would be money. So what else? I had over 1,000 points of views that came in. Wow. And I cleared them in minutes. I cleared energetically. I cleared them in minutes. I sent them back and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel that that is your point of view? And 99.9% of them came back and said, and I have it all in writing, came back and said, I did not write that. I cannot believe I write that. They cannot relate to it. And we all can do that. That's the tragedy of the whole self-development world. They're making it hard when it's not. It's super simple.
Huh. Well, as far as clearing, I mean, I've heard of different methods of clearing over the years. I don't know if you've heard of Ho'oponopono, the Hawaiian practice. The guy's name who started it has escaped me. He used it for clearing mental illnesses in prisons and mental institutions, but without ever engaging them, which I thought was wild. So you had that one. Even L. Ron Hubbard in Scientology, one of their big processes was clearing, or at least that's how they labeled it. And I know that's a whole different,
that's right,
whole
yes.
different bad yeah. phrase over there. But so as far as your clearing, I mean, so how do you go about it as far as the clear? Because you said you cleared it for other people.
Yeah, yes. I, because of my background, because of my history, I am able to do it. And I'm able to energetically go into other people's field and clear it. And I can, and when I work with people, I can get them to that point where they're able to do it themselves. It's just one of those things. I don't know why I have that ability. I've got no idea, but I believe it's because of the experiences I had, that I had really extreme traumatic experiences growing up, and so many near death, that I had supernatural experiences where I connected and I saw the primordial field and I saw how it worked, or works, not worked, works. And I've used it through my whole life to create a life that is not predictable. It's not logical. It's crazy, 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 amazing, given the background that I had, because I know how the primordial field works. I'm able to work it and I'm able to help other people with it as well.
Wow, very cool. Now we've been talking about, spiritual things that more pertain to us as individuals, not necessarily as traders. Do you talk about some of this stuff in your book, The Truth About Trading?
Not to this extent. No.
Oh yeah,
I wrote the book.
I was just wondering if you actually kind of touched on it though, as far as some of the other aspects of who we are.
I do. Yes, absolutely. I do touch on it for sure. I like in my book, trading is not just about placing trades, trading in a certain way. And I go into what is that certain way. And it's about the language I use in the book is more about trading from the heart, using intuition and that sort of stuff. Because it was a stepping stone into the bigger conversation. So I do talk about that in the book. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What prompted you to write the book in the first place?
So many people were asking me for it, because the way in which we trade in the Tribe of Traders is so different. People wanted more, and I'm a prolific writer, so the book started off as 1,000 pages, and I wrote it in 3 months. It just came through. I just wrote it in 3 months. It has been edited. Now it's down to 300 and something pages. So it was edited. My editor said, that's too much. So maybe there's a part two.
Oh, very cool. Well, we'll see what you got with that. Yeah, I mean, as far as authoring multiple books, that's cool. Now, one of the things I noticed that you have at your site, Tribe of Traders, you got a lot of stuff going on. You got your book that you give away. I noticed you have a pretty cool quiz, which delves into some of the stuff that we've been talking about. One thing I also saw that I liked, because I really stress to people to treat their trading as a business. One of your products is called Trading Business in a Box, which I thought it was really good. But what's that about as far as the trading business in a box? Can you just give us a little bit of insight into that?
Well, it's the whole thing. You see, a lot of people go into trading with in fantasy realities, right? They're going to make 50 million and a billion and all this sort of stuff. I've heard all these numbers and that just by placing trades, and give me a strategy and I place this trade and stuff like that. Well, there's a lot more to it. Your trading has to be treated like a business. Even if you are a retail trader, even if you just trade for an hour a day or less, it still requires you to be treating it like a business. So it's absolutely everything you require. The Trading Business in a Box is our signature, I suppose, program, our signature, program. It, everything you require for trading as a business. It's all the support, it's all the infrastructure, it's the strategies, but it's about what's your number, increasing your wealth thermometer. It's about how to trade as a business, how to be a money manager, how to own the strategy, how to master the strategy. It's literally like a business plan and execution for trading. Oh. So, yeah, it's like My thing is, like, if you went down the road and Starbucks was open one day at 7 a.m. and not open the next day till 2 p.m, and then the next day until 7 p.m, or whatever it is, you're not going to be a fan of that Starbucks. You can't treat your business like that. People are sporadic about how they trade or when they trade. It's just simple things like that, all the way to the more complex things of how do you manage your money? How do you manage your emotions? How do you manage your wealth? And stuff like that.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, very cool. And cool you've put that together. Well, having the entrepreneurial nature that you do, that makes perfect sense, though. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now, so a Tribe of Traders, so you got your book, you got that course, you have a few other courses, right? And then you also have the community. So when somebody comes to work with you, where would they probably start? Just by getting your book? I know you offer it for free if they pay shipping. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. It's still free. Just have to pay the shipping. But when you come into the Tribe of Traders, one of the things that people say about Tribe of Traders is that more than anything, they love the community. And it's not surprising when you think about it, that the energy in Tribe of Traders and everybody in Tribe of Traders makes the energy, it's about being our truth, and it's about being authentically who we are, and it's about trading from that perspective. So there's a very different frequency in Tribe of Traders than you could possibly find in other communities. It is very open, very caring, very supportive, and that's what people say they love the most about Tribe of Traders is the community, is that you can come and just be real, and that's the amazing part about it. And it's self-regulated. I mean, people are just themselves, and it's just, there's no vitriol, there's no, none of the stuff that can be prevalent in trading.
Oh yeah. Plenty of that in the trading space. Yes. All you have to do is go jump in a lot of the trading Facebook groups.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Very cool. Well, so, now one question I always have to ask, just because this is the Consistent Profits podcast. So what do you see as probably one of the biggest obstacles that most traders have to, realizing consistent profits?
Oh, there's a few. Not being trade ready. That is the first thing, right? So not being trade ready is number one. If you're not trade ready from the get-go, you're not going to be consistent, because if you're not trade ready, you're not connected, you're not grounded, you're not going to be moving from awareness, you're going to be moving from the mind, you're going to be trading from the mind, and we don't trade from the mind. So that's the first thing. And the next thing is self-awareness, being aware that when you've made a mistake, what's going on then? Are you, because the 99.99999% of people or traders will compound that mistake with another mistake and another and another, is to identify that, okay, I made a mistake. Don't apply meaning to it. Just clear it, connect back in and move again. So if traders eliminated their mistakes, they would be consistently profitable. If traders got trade ready and eliminated their mistakes, they would reach their target.
Okay. Yeah, very cool. That makes sense. Sure. Excellent. Well, very cool. Well, we do need to go ahead and wrap this up. We've actually run this a little bit long. Again, appreciate you taking all the time for this. Do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners today?
For me, I remember this epiphany a while ago. Now, I first started my first entry into trading was a long time ago. It was like over 20 years ago. But a few years ago, I had this epiphany that trading is the gift that keeps on giving. It is the one thing that we can do that there is no escaping who we are and facing who we are. No escape. Trading is just one of those things. I have, in all my businesses, and I've had many, and in all the activities I've been involved in, sporting, business, finance, everything, there is not one thing that I have ever encountered that is so clear that you cannot escape you, right? Because when you do something, it's instant feedback, and it's instant. There's no denying it. There's no chair. There's no like fluffing it, or you know, there's no buttering it up or anything. It is clear. Mm-hmm. It is immediate feedback. So we get to see, we get to see the mirror of what we are wise to work on, look at, delve into, clear, and become more of. And we get to make money at the same time. What's not to love about trading? Because that ripple effect impacts all areas of our life, not just prosperity, not just our trading, our love life, our relationships, our fun, our joy, our bliss, everything in life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah. Trading definitely has ripple effects, both good or bad.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But when you look at it from that perspective and you decide to take it from that perspective, that, you know, it is the perfect mirror. And when you respond to that in that sense and you take responsibility, okay, so what needs to be cleared? Right? What? Because it's all about me. There's three things. Is it the market, the strategy, or you when you're not getting consistent results? And it's never the strategy, because there is no shortage of profitable strategies. It's never the market. The market is what it is, and it has been for centuries. It's us. And we accept that. We look at that. We own that. And we address that. That's when it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As far as what you were just sharing, yeah, we're definitely on the same page with that. strategy, markets, and you. And traders would definitely benefit from focusing more on themselves.
Yes.
And trying to move forward, not just buying new things like new strategies and stuff. So yeah, good call on that. Like I say, yeah, we're definitely on the same page. Very cool. Well, Judy, again, thanks for taking the time with us. You've had some cool stuff to share with us today. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
For all our listeners, I applaud you also for taking time out of your day to, you know, try to grow and develop and become a better trader yourself. If what Judy shared with you today resonates with you, definitely swing by our site, tribeoftraders.com. And there you can have access to and find out more about her and her program. But of course, you know, like her book, you can get it. It's the book is free. I just pay for shipping and she'll send it off to you. She's got other stuff going on there. The quiz I thought was actually very cool as well. You might want to go and take the quiz. But yeah, don't just, you know, listen to this and then, you know, let it pass. Like I said, if something resonated with you, go ahead and act on it and make sure you go ahead and swing by Judy's site and connect with her there. So, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Again, Judy, thanks for doing this. And
thank you very much, Brian. It was great.
Yeah, again, glad you're here. And everybody, again, applaud you for being here. Thanks for taking the time. If you enjoyed the podcast, make sure you subscribe and share it with your friends. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Consistent Profits Podcast. Cheers. Thank you for joining us today on the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading. Make sure to swing by insideouttrading.com and pick up your free copy of Break the Cycle, 10 things you can do to stop reinforcing the past and get your trading on the right track. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to subscribe on your favorite channel, and we'll see you on the next episode. Cheers!